All right, so this is the last step. I'm going to submit my app to the store. Let's go ahead and get started here. I'm going to begin by navigating to dev.windows.com. As you can see, I'm at the ENUS, which means I'm in the English United States version. If you're watching this from a different country, you may see a different, slightly different URL. Just navigate to dev.windows.com and it will direct you into the right spot. Okay, so what I want to do is click on this link that says Submit Your App. Now, these sorts of things are likely to change frequently, so just look for a link on this page to submit your app. It may not be right here where I'm pointing right now, but just look on the page if it doesn't stand out readily, because again, they change the layout and the wording on this page frequently. So let's go ahead and click Submit Your App. In this case, I have an old account, so I have to accept the new license agreement to use the new dashboard. All right, now I have already registered my company to submit apps. You may have to go through additional steps to actually do that. You can see that here's a previous version of the soundboard that I created several years ago. And now let's go ahead and create a new app. Wants me to log in with my Microsoft account. And I'm going to call this UWP Soundboard and hope that nobody has already picked it. Okay, so it looks like we're good to go there. I'm going to start my submission process. All right, so let's take a look here. Now I have my visibility turned up, so it was a little bit larger than the recording area. Hopefully you can still read the text here. So the first thing, it's going to walk you through a series of steps, and it'll show you your progress through those steps. Let's go ahead and begin with pricing and availability. All right, so I'm going to pick a free price, base price, and no free trial is not really necessary. You could choose a different price and then also choose a free trial. Never expires, up to 30 days trial. I'm not going to add a custom price for a given market. It'll be free to everybody, no matter which market you live in throughout the entire world. There's also no need for sale pricing in my case. However, we could set a limited time sale price for our app. We could change the visibility for the distribution of our app. This might be useful if we're only distributing it to a small clientele that we want to be able to access the app from the store, but not just anybody, only our customers or people that we already know. We could also change, and let me show those options. Change the device families on which our app can run. Currently, we're going to go ahead and let it run on desktop and mobile. I'm also going to let Microsoft decide whether to make it available to future device families rather than requiring permission. Not going to create any organizational licensing, so we're not going to sell to large corporations and then allow them to distribute to their users. And I'm going to go ahead and allow the publish date to be as soon as it passes certification. Let's go ahead and save. All right, great. So you can see the pricing and availability has been complete. Let's go ahead and move on to app properties. All right, I'm going to choose entertainment. I'm also going to say the store age rating is 3+. Now, there are these other age ratings that we can supply as well. Problem is, whenever you select it, it requires some sort of certificate. Honestly, this is something I know nothing about. So I'm just going to leave all of these to their default setting, and if we can't publish to those markets, that's just fine with me. We get to choose the hardware preferences. We don't really have any hardware preferences for this app, and we have to choose some app declarations that apply to us. So this app allows user to make purchases but does not use the Windows Store Commerce System. Nope, that's not true. This app has been tested to meet accessibility guidelines. Let's go ahead and just say it has. I have not. And we could probably, let's see if we can learn more about that. I imagine this is for users with visibility issues. And we've not tested it, but I'm going to go ahead and say, assume that we have. Customers can install this app to removable media such as SD cards. Now, if you're really concerned about the your app being being installed to an SD card and then put onto additional devices, you might want to deselect that. I really don't care. And Windows can include this app's data in automatic backups to OneDrive. Sure, we don't really need that feature, but okay. Okay. Moving on to packages. All right, it says if you're using Visual Studio, be sure you're signed in with the same Microsoft account associated with your developer account, as some parts of the package are specific to this account. So drag your packages here, the Zap, the AppX bundle, AppX upload, or browse your files. So let's do this. Let me just go ahead and I'm going to choose a different configuration, the release configuration, and I'm going to choose to build the solution. And next, with my project selected in the Solution Explorer, I'm going to go to the Project menu and select Store, Create App Packages. And this opens up the Create App Packages dialog and says, do you want to build the package to upload to the Windows Store? Yes. So here it wants me to sign in. It wants me to use an authenticator app. I don't have an authenticator app at the moment, so let's just send me a text message. And I'm going to block this out so you can't see it. And I get to select an existing app name. I'm going to leave all the current selections alone just the way they are, and I'm going to hit create. All right, and after a few moments, I got the package creation completed. All right, so now I'm going to switch back to Internet Explorer. I'm going to go back to the submission process, click on packages, and I'm going to go ahead and browse files. There will be two versions of this that I'm going to submit. The first one will be for the x64 architecture, and then the other will be for the ARM architecture. So I'm just navigating through, looking in the app packages. And you can see that there are two files that I can select. So here's the one for the 64-bit architecture, and I'm going to add the one for the ARM architecture as well. All right, it looks like they are uploaded. All right, so after a moment, we got the Intel architecture and the ARM architecture versions of the application uploaded. Now we need to add some descriptions. And here we go. A fun soundboard application. To play noises for friends. No release notes. I can add desktop screenshots and Some of these, okay, this is, for example, this app tile icon is only used for Windows Phone 8.1 and earlier. I don't need that. I should add some promotional artwork. And then a lot of these things I think will be added for me automatically, these images. So I'm going to work my way through this list of items and just start adding them here. So a lot of this is self-explanatory. I'm not going to fill in most of it here. I am going to continue on then to notes for certification. I just want to let them know that they can drag and drop. That might not be very an obvious feature, so I'm going to go ahead and add that. Okay, I think that's pretty much it. We'll go ahead and submit it. And there we go. Okay, so that's how you submit your app to the store, the process that you go through. Obviously, I won't know for a couple of hours whether it passed or not, but maybe I'll address that in the first video in this little section here to show you whether it passed or not and what the issues were if it didn't pass, okay? So that's all you have to do. See how easy it is to build an app and submit it to the store? It's relatively friction-free. There wasn't a lot to it. We could add a lot more complexity to it with our pricing, with the markets, with making sure that it is compliant with laws and different marketing, text and images and things of that nature, but it's just more of the same of what we've already done, right? Okay, so this is great. Let's move on and build another app together, and we'll start that process in the next video. Thanks.